Our ancient reading is from the Greek philosopher and mathematician Pythagoras. There is a geometry in the humming of the strings. There is music in the spacing of the spheres. Our modern reading is by percussionist John White. Where you find people, you will find music. Experience the vibrations of the family of humanity. For thousands of years, drummers with their dance of rhythmic gestures have been celebrating the changes of life, from powerful marshaling forces of military drums to the inner search of the monk following his breath in search of peace. The rhythms of our life help us to love and hate, to work and play. The pulse of the body, the heart, the breath, the rhythm of our work, the tempo of our dance, all combine as we celebrate life.
So I guess the sermon and this part become a little blurred. I'd like to introduce an instrument that's a very ancient instrument. It dates back to the kind of pre-Persian times. It's known by many different names, a rick, a def, a tambourine. And I just recently had a chance to get together with an old dear friend of mine named Lane Redmond, who'd written a wonderful book called When the Drummers Were Women. It came out, I'm sad to say, almost 15 years ago now. But she'd done a tremendous amount of research into the use of this drum for defining and creating ritual space in ancient cultures and civilizations. So I'd just like to play a little bit on this to give you a sense of it. And then we'll move on. Good morning. So I am normally the guy in the back with the drums. So today is a little bit different for me. And when the idea of doing today was first presented, I kind of thought, well, I don't know, Charlie's really good at this. But I gathered some courage, and I decided that it could be kept very brief by only talking about things that I knew, and then I realized that would be entirely too brief. So I thought it might be good to talk a little bit about some things that I'd experienced, and ultimately I think the most interesting things to talk about, which are questions. You know, I've taught my children, I hope even by age 6, that if someone tells you they know the answer to a very hard question, you should politely nod and run. My experiences are mostly as a performer and a player and a musician, and of the last 10 years as a recording engineer and producer, which is very similar to being a percussionist, because my role is that of sound, of what works, of what feels good, of what communicates. And when committing to recording, you also have to think about what will hold up over time, as opposed to the spontaneity and excitement of a live recording. But in the past, I've also had the opportunity to work with some wonderful organizations and people. Rhythm for Life led to Unity with a Beat, and it was through a friend of mine, Barry Bernstein, that I was first exposed to the idea of drums and percussion, not as a performance tool, but as a healing and a teaching tool, a tool for defining ritual space, a tool for building community. And so it was really through those opportunities that I think I became more deeply aware of what my original attraction was. I remember, I think I can get family to back me up, I was maybe 3 or 4 before I was going to be a drummer. And then I think everyone hoped that maybe, you know, firemen would come into play, leading way perhaps to doctor, but never changed my mind. Sorry. And certainly the furthest thing from my mind ever was to preach, because my grandfather on both sides of the family was just my father, my uncle, and so of course I would never do anything crazy like that. But down the road, what I found was that we were doing research, and the research was just compelling to me in terms of understanding the kind of subconscious callings and drawings of my own path. And that really has to do with rhythm, and that as a microcosm to connecting to big mysteries. I mean, I remember, I think most of us remember either when we were very young or just yesterday, the two big mysteries in life, you know, time and space. You know, where does it start? Where does it go? How far does it go? And these are questions that I think have preoccupied thoughtful people from any tradition. And what I've come to view drumming, rhythm, and ultimately music as is our microcosm for not understanding that, but connecting with that and finding a way to play within that and exist comfortably within that mystery. Because I think ultimately it's that ability to live with not knowing that defines our ability to be happy, to be helpful, to be all of those things. And who better to live with not knowing than a drummer? But what I began to realize is that rhythm exists all around us in all forms, and without it, either things cease to exist or we cease to be able to perceive that they exist, since that's how our senses work. And so, you know, through thinking and listening and learning, I realized that perhaps astronomers, one of the earliest rhythmists, people who would observe these very large scale rhythms, some of the larger scale cycles. And so what we do as drummers to organize this unknowable thing of time and space into something that makes sense to us is we reduce it into, let's say we have the rising and setting of the sun. We could all agree that that's a rhythmic cycle. We hope it continues. But it's too slow for us to play to. Once something becomes fast enough that we can measure it in our, you know, kind of, my dad always used to say people reduce everything to their own experiences, which I agree with, but it's not always bad. Once we get it down to how many times does it happen per minute, now we're talking about something that we can make music with. We're talking about something we can relate to, something we can wrap our minds around. Then we're talking about a quarter note equals 60. That means 60 times in a minute, essentially every second, it's going to go click, 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 click. And as I got into these, I began to observe that there are universal aspects of sound and music. And then there are culturally specific aspects of dealing with and interpreting that. It starts to sound like a very consistent micro, macro metaphor. And so we begin to establish these rhythms, and what we begin to notice is that there are mathematical principles that were very well defined by people far smarter than me, like Pythagoras. But there are universal principles that I've observed in music and rhythm from everywhere on the planet, made by people, made by cicadas, made by all sounds. And one of them is just a simple relationship of one against two. And it would sound something like this. Right? And then a slightly more complicated relationship of two against three. Or four against three. Four against five. And so it goes. All of which sound very complicated, but when you speak of them, but very natural when you hear them. You know, I mean, it's hard to hear, you know, like a pop tune or a gospel tune that eventually doesn't go blat digadoo, blat digadoo, blat digadoo. And as I began thinking about these, I began realizing that if you take a vibration that's a pulse to us or a drum beat and you speed it up, no longer measuring it in how many times per minute, but how many times per second, the musicians in the house will know that we're now talking about a 440, 440 cycles per second. If something speeds up enough, it becomes a steady pulse or a tone. Again, I very cleverly figured this out thousands and thousands of years after it had been well defined. But you've got to be born sometime. But what I found out is that that ratio of 1 to 1 would be two of us singing the same note. That ratio of 2 to 1, A440, A880, it's an octave. It exists in every type of music, 2 against 3, interval of a perfect fifth. Could somebody play a perfect fifth for me? Exactly. So this rhythm and that rhythm are the same thing. That's just sped up quite a lot. So this was the first principle, was realizing that there's actually universal mathematical reasons why people respond to sounds in the way that they do. I set a stopwatch. Then the second idea that really helped me to understand why drumming has the effect that it does is a very little known but kind of very profound and interesting science called cymatics. Anybody ever read the singular book ever written on cymatics? Real simple science. You put a drop of water on a microscope and you expose it to a pitch, a sine wave, and it organizes itself into the most amazing geometric mandalas. The slower the vibration, the more simple, the faster the vibration, the more complex. So I think that begins to make us realize the effect that sound, vibration, pulse has, certainly on water, and I think we could imply on more than that. And it brings us around to this idea of entrainment. And entrainment was kind of classically defined as two pendulums in close proximity to one another. Through no sense of peer pressure or through no sense of anything, they will eventually entrain. They'll move together in time, quite simply because it's the most efficient way for them to exist in time and space together. So there's this idea of entrainment. And we can observe that in ourselves just by looking at circadian rhythms. We recognize that we've actually entrained with our environment. Anyone who's ever worked a night shift knows how challenging it is to go against that circadian rhythm. Begin to look at just this way of looking at life as being kind of at sea in all of this massive, ununderstandable, incomprehensible to our mind movement of time and space. But at least to begin to have this framework from a drummer's mind of how certain things become unifying principles in where we sit and all that, how it affects us. Now, there are certainly cultural things that come into play that affect that. You know, we can take the idea of these perfect intervals based on ratios, and then along comes another genius like Bach, who says, well, I understand that, and I see why that makes a lot of sense, but if we made just a couple little changes, we could have a piano. We could play chromatically. If we just a couple little changes, and it would work perfectly. Along came an ancient Indian musician who said, well, I understand that, but I don't think you've carried the math far enough. We don't want 12 notes in an octave. We want to carry it out until we have 32 notes in an octave. And not a lot of concern about being able to play in 12 keys. Or I always remember that it was Peter Schickley. Anybody have PDQ Bach? The ill-tempered clavier? Yeah. Preludes and fugues in all the keys except the really, really annoying ones. But even within the realm of drumming, we have some cultures that have said, drumming, entrainment, this is beautiful, we can all do it together. We've had other cultures who said, drumming, entrainment, this is great, only the women will do it. Drumming, entrainment, this is great, only the men will do it. Or in the case of our culture, drumming, entrainment, this is great, only the people on stage will do it. And so you begin to be able to gain insight into priorities and traditions of different cultures based on how they utilize these underlying principles, because at the end of the day, they really are just basic principles which we ultimately can't fully understand. So we can kind of imply their meaning, unfortunately, all too often to suit people's needs. So what we're going to be doing in this covenant group is just kind of taking a chance to sit back and look at things through a different paradigm, a different way of thinking about life's influences, things that occur. And I jokingly say from a drummer's point of view, but obviously, there are some things that I'd like to think of as science and some things that I'd like to think of as faith, that underlie the possibilities of having these experiences. And I think I've discussed everything I'd like to discuss. I will draw no conclusions except for the fact that the universe is massive, full of things that I will never understand. For me, just the tapping into this mystery of rhythm and drumming and music, I believe, I'm trying to remember who it was, who said that 90% of life is trying to find something to engage yourself while it passes you by. And I'm pleased to report that music seems to be something which not only engages while it passes by, but allows one to fully appreciate and enjoy through the people that you meet, the connections that you make, and if you really want to know anything about another group of people, you got to go play drums with them, eat with them, and dance with them. So thank you for your time and attention, and it's great to see so many people in the summer. We're now going to put this entrainment idea to a test. If you brought a drum, now would be a great time to take it out. You were given a drum when you came in, it would be a great time to take it out. If you weren't given a drum when you came in, it'd be a great time to try to find one. Okay, we're going to keep this relatively simple. The first thing we want to do is just establish the fact that we all have a kind of a common ability to entrain in an underlying pulse. So just feel free to just play along with me. It's a great room for drums, by the way. Sounds good to me. now you can kind of improvise a little bit if you like. Relax and enjoy yourself. If you feel at all uneasy, just look around you. You'll find something to laugh at, I'm sure. Keep going. My work is done. Good, this side, keep going. This side, two. Ready, listen to these guys. Good, they sound pretty good, huh? So we're just gonna add one beat. Watch my hand. All together, keep going. Now let's give them two. Three. Four one more time and we'll jump back in. Ready? You guys keep going. Four, three, two, one. One hit. Two hits. And getting soft. Drum roll. Yeah. Thank you.
Our closing words this morning are from W.E.B. Du Bois. Now is the accepted time, not tomorrow, not some more convenient season. It is today that our best work can be done, and not some future day or future year. It is today that we fit ourselves for the greater usefulness of tomorrow. Today is the seed time. Now are the hours of work, and tomorrow comes the harvest and the playtime. May the prayers of our hearts and the songs of our lips shared in this holy hour of worship be with us now and in all the days to come. As we extinguish our chalice, our worship is ended. Let our service begin. Thank you.